Raw Mind Sports Show. Raw Mind Sports Show. With Prime Time. Let's go. Raw Mind Sports Show.
Look or listen no further. This is your host, Ryan Prime Time Jones, where I dig into the mind of sports fanatics and athletes, as well as give you my mind on the sports topics you need to know. To be the best, you got to beat the best. Speaking with a raw mind, this is Raw Mind Sports. Let's go! Welcome to another recap episode of Raw Mind Sports. This is your host, Ryan Prime Time Jones. Please, everyone, leave a review anytime you listen to this podcast. Now, let's get into the NFL recap. Let's start off with last Monday night. Oh boy, oh boy. Two defenses can stop each other. And man, let me tell you, that was a high-scoring game. That's what you call a barn burner. LA Rams versus Kansas City, 54-51. They pulled it out. Excuse me, the LA Rams pulled the game out. And it comes to show you how valuable an asset Todd Gurley is to an offense. Because the game plan for Kansas City was to find a way for keeping him from controlling the game. But Todd Gurley controlled the game in multiple areas because of the fact his presence alone allowed for the play action. Anything that involved Todd Gurley, just by him being on the field, was enough for those guys to get those receivers open. And Jared Goff to have the game he had. Sometimes Todd don't have to touch the ball to be effective in that game. And what did it do? It allowed the Rams to score 54 points on the dead last defense in the NFL. Which is crazy. Because Kansas City, it's probably the most high-powered offense in football. But they're dead last in defense. But the thing about the LA Rams and Kansas City, they match up so well because of the fact that both teams can score so much. Now, I don't think the other team's going to put 54 points up against Kansas City. Maybe the Saints. Maybe. But out of every team in the NFL right now, as I speak, looking at everything going into week 13, the LA Rams and the Saints, the only two teams that possibly could beat Kansas City. I don't think nobody else can. But, man, that was a good game. The Rams got a little bit of momentum in Kansas City. Has the Chargers right behind them. And they got to find a way to beat them to keep that number one seed in the AFC. Now to the next game. The Vikings and the Packers. The Packers found a way to lose to the Vikings. Minnesota Vikings. That being said, Packers season done with. I don't know what the organization is going to do with the coach, Mike McCarthy. Some people calling for Aaron Rodgers to do better than what he did last night. I don't know. That bad man just didn't get his team to win. And going to be tough. But I know one thing. The Vikings still trying to chase for that NFC North. But that's all I have about the Packers and the Vikings. Now, the upset. The Steelers been on a hot streak for the past few games. But they got cold last night against the Broncos. The Broncos found a way to win. But I call the Broncos right now playoff killers because they're not going to the playoffs. So just don't be in the way or be on the borderline of making the playoffs or not making the playoffs if you're playing against Denver and a few other teams who playing spoilers. I think Steelers will get back on track this week, though. Seattle has been doing well. Seattle has found their niche. Yeah, they're 6-5, but it seems like these past few games they've been playing a lot better. And it seems like Russell Wilson is picking it up. If they could possibly get a wild card, we'll see what Seattle Seahawks do in the playoffs. They beat the Panthers. And this is my thing. I don't know if the Panthers, is Seattle that good or the Panthers are that bad. But as of right now, the Panthers are probably outside of the playoffs, outside the door looking in. They knocking on the door, but they got the wrong key. Because the playoffs might not be in their hindsight, in their eyesight. Might not be in their eyesight. On Thanksgiving Day, the Cowboys feed the Redskins without Alex Smith, who is really one of the reasons that the Redskins were winning the division because of his conservative play and being smart with the football. I just don't see Colt McCoy being that guy to help them be able to win the division. He may shock me because we know, guys, the league is a week-to-week league. 1 week we might be talking about this, the next week we might be talking about something else. But me personally, as in this week, and you listen to this episode, Colt McCoy just can't lead these guys to the playoffs. The defense is there, but it has its breakdowns as well. But Alex Smith was just perfect for what the Redskins were trying to do. The system just fit well. And all I can say from here on out, I know earlier in the year, I was saying Redskins got it. Now I'm saying, good luck. Still trying to win the NFC East. Now, are the Bears for real? I talked about this last week. I think the Bears for real. They got a pretty good defense. Vic Fangio always led good defenses. And they're the NFC North League division leaders. I don't know, people. A lot of people probably didn't even have the Bears doing what they're doing right now, but as of right now, I think they can win the division. And oh boy, the Vikings are right behind them. But may the best team win in that division. The Browns defeat the Bengals with Hugh Jackson as a part of the coaching staff of the Cincinnati Bengals. Some people still thinking that the Browns got hope to get in the playoffs. I don't know about that now, but we'll see. I don't see it either in my eyes. But we'll see. Man, oh man. I'm looking at two divisions right now. The AFC East and the AFC West. And I just want to talk about this. This is why the Patriots are so good. Patriots are 8-3. This division is so weak, it's ridiculous. It's horrible. Patriots are 8-3. The Dolphins are 5-6. The Bills are 4-7. The Jets are 3-8. The Jets are 3-8, excuse me. So, it's easy for these guys to get in the playoffs every single year and get a bye. Because they're going to fly right through the their division, the AFC East. This is something they have. This is the normal. Yeah, they do beat teams outside the division. They do. But it's 6 games that they got to win within division. What makes it easy? Dolphins 5-6, the Bills 4-7, the Jets 3-8. And that's just this year. But it happens multiple years. The Patriots got an easy road to the playoffs every single year under Belichick and Tom Brady era. But hey, it's still some things they have beat. They have proven to beat people outside of the division. But I'm just talking about in general. This division is horrible. I'm just sick and tired of talking about it right now. Going to the AFC West is a race. Chiefs 9-2. Chargers 8-3. Chargers has been playing well. And even though Kansas City beat them early in the year, we're going to see who really wants this division real bad. So right now my eyes are on the AFC West. To see who gonna pull this out between Kansas City and Chargers. It's gonna be a good one. It's gonna be a good one. With that being said, people, thank you for tuning to the NFL recap this week. Please leave a review. Whoever leaves a review, I promise you, I'll read it right here on air on the next podcast. You guys have a blessed day, blessed night, good morning, however you're looking at this or listening to it. Take care.
I just like this. Roll my sports show. Prime time. Let's go. To be the best, you gotta beat the best. I'm like Curry in the clutch when it comes to this. Swish, all next, go and put your bench. This ain't checkers, this is chess. What's your best move? Fun debates about the greats of live interviews. With a chosen few who did what they had to do.
on the road to glory, telling untold stories. If it's 4th and 10 for the win, I'm going for it. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. Been in the shadow for too long, now it's time to shine. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. On the ladder to success, now it's time to climb.